Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And having a great visit with our good friend Ed Kopp. Ed is a co-founder of BMC Associates, along with our other buddy David Gage, his partner, and they're partnership experts. They're conflict resolution experts. They're people who, a couple of folks who come together and help partnerships and family businesses solve their issues and deal with the intricate, delicate negotiations. And so Ed joins us from time to time to share some of his experiences with us. We're talking about being mindful, mindfulness, being in the moment, trying to throw aside pettiness and smallness. Right, Ed?
Yeah, and one of the reasons I thought it would be particularly good to talk about this on your show, Jim, is that small business owners, entrepreneurs, have an awful lot coming at them and an awful lot to have in mind all the time. They're multitasking, they're pressured, they have a million decisions to make. And a lot of them say, in the name of a nice little book I know, stop the noise. I've got so much noise coming at me. And mindfulness is a way, really, to calm the mind, quiet the mind, stop the noise so you can concentrate on being effective at what you really want to do. That's a word I didn't use earlier on, is it's intentional. Make sure you're focused on what you want to do. I'll give you a very practical example. If you've ever seen a batter step out of the batting box, that's precisely, if it's being done for the right reason, that's precisely a case of mindfulness. I know I've not got my focus. I know I've not got my body in the state I want it to be. I'm going to step out just for a few seconds. Mm-hmm. Get myself in tune, and then come back in. Well, that can happen during a negotiation. It can happen while talking with an employee. It could happen when talking with a potential client or customer.
Right.
Taking that moment out, and they almost don't even have to notice it, but taking that moment out and recentering yourself, getting back on plan, getting in the moment, rather than whatever was distracting you on your mind, that can make all the difference in the world.
Let me stick one thing in here. I do want your example. But what I was thinking of, Ed, is, well, as you were saying all that, if you're being intentional, as Ed said, then you're in control. You're finding yourself in some kind of control when you're being intentional. When you're not being intentional, you're probably reacting. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's difficult to make progress, when you're reacting. But if you can be intentional, that means that whatever happens, you intended to do it. And more than likely, you'll find a better solution when you're intentional than when you're reacting. What do you think, Ed?
I think that's true. The example I was going to give actually speaks to that. It's one from politics or statesmanship. And one of the most
you're going to have to go back a long way to find statesmanship, aren't you, Ed?
I'm not seeing much of that lately. I go to guys named Kennedy and Reagan.
Oh yeah, okay, those guys.
The examples. So in the case of Kennedy, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when the whole world was at stake, I think many people know that Khrushchev, the Russian leader, sent two messages.
Right.
One said, essentially, we're ready for war, and the other said, essentially, we're ready for peace. Mm-hmm. And Kennedy's advisors reacted to the war message and were ready to go to war. Hmm. Kennedy knew he wanted peace, and he ignored that war message as if it hadn't even happened. And he got back and he said, had the message sent to Khrushchev, I'm glad you want to make peace. Let's figure out how to do it. So he knew what he wanted. He stayed focused in the moment, and he got the job done. Similar example with Reagan in Iceland with Gorbachev.
Mm-hmm.
He was alert to the moment, and he thought he heard Gorbachev say something about getting rid of nuclear weapons. None of Reagan's advisors could hear that said because they had all their past history and future plans. And, you know, it didn't work
that
out.
That wasn't the vernacular they were listening for, was it?
That's right. And Reagan was able to, you know, when you think about both Reagan and Kennedy, they were people who were under, except some personal aspects
right.
of Kennedy,
right.
they were people who were under control. You could see it. They were
mm-hmm.
centered. They were calm. They were in the moment a lot of the time. So Reagan was able to pull that out. I also think of the guy at 3M who was trying to do one thing and suddenly discovered that he created the Post-it. he was open to what was really
right,
happening
right.
in the moment.
Well, you know, here's a tool to use, Ed, that I've used myself. I've been the tool in this case
mm-hmm.
as well. And that is, if you think you're going into something where you might have a hard time being intentional, or you're going to be so focused on what the person's saying, whether it be a sales call or a negotiation or whatever, bring someone else with you who's going to be a little bit less passionate about it. Let them sit in on the thing, and then don't make any decisions until you leave the meeting with that person and say, okay, I was there, but what did you see? What did you
mm-hmm.
hear? What do you think about that, Ed?
I think that's the way I live my life. That's why David Gage and
that's
I...
That's how you make a living, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when we're helping people with a negotiation or a mediation, we've got to be in the moment.
Because you can see their eyes, you can see their face, you can hear the tone of their voice in a way
right.
that somebody who is not mindful can't do. We're going to come back and talk some more about this with our good friend Ed Kopp. Good stuff right here, folks. Stay with us. Ben Till.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.